first levazos in? Does it have to cover over, overlay the rims of the kli? Or bishloichitas levazos in? Even though it doesn't cover over the rims, is it still makabel tumah or not? The Yomalei Nabi Yochanan Sabek and said, Leishanat Sipu I made, for Leishanat Sipu Shena I made. It doesn't make enough kinuna whether the tzipa, the covering up of gold, is fastened onto it or it's not fastened onto it. And Leishanat Chifas Levazazin, for Leishanat Lechifas Levazazin, it doesn't make enough kinuna whether it's covering over the rims or whether it's not covering over the rims. Still, it's Mekabel Tumah. So again, we have a question. The Shulchan Achor Pshita should be Mekabel Tumah because it's covered over with gold. So Moses says, the Chitim, maybe you want to tell me, Atzei Shitim Chashivim, maybe the wood they use for the Shulchan, the Atzei Shitim is very harsh of a wood, they made that batli, and doesn't become bottle to the covering of gold, so it's still called a wooden kli. So Moses says, that depends. Honichal Rosh Lakish Diyamalashin around the kli, ach, Salgus, Habon Dinasayom. When do we say you go basa? What's covering it up? That's only a regular type of wood. Avo the kli mesames, but the special type of wood made out of kli, made out of fine wood, avo mesames, chashivav lebatli. He also enechnami, if the kli is made out of fine wood, then even though it's covered over with gold or with silver, still it's not makabel tumah. Because you go basa, the main thing, the wood itself. Then sharp, then you could say good here, so the shulchan also. Since the shulchan was made from a special wood, the gold is not bottled in the ikir of the eights. But Elul, Rabbi Yechon, the Yom HaKon, Rabbi Yechon, it says no. Kli misamis nami batli, even though it's fine wood, if it's covered over with gold. Still you go boss of the metal, is so ma'ikul amena. So what do you have to say, new terutz, and why the eights of Makabu Tumma, pshit, it's matkis. So says no, I'll tell you, shani shulchan, the shulchan is different. The Rachmona Kariyates, the Torah calls it wood. Shinem HaPosik says, in Yecheskel it says, HaMezbeach Eitz Shalosh Amos. The Mezbeach is made out of wood. It was 3 Amos tall. Shalosh Amos Goyva. Orkoi Shtayim. The length was 2 Amos, Shtay Amos. Or Mektsoyis, and the corners, Loi, the Orkoi. The corners there. And the length, the kiroisav and the walls were 8, was made out of fine wood. Vayadavra line, he said, Zeh Shulchan Ashlafnei Hashem, this is the Shulchan Ashlafnei Hashem. So he's talking about the Shulchan, it says the word 8. So here you see, Shulchan is called 8. So Moristam is the question. His postrik is Posach the Mizbech the sign by Shulchan. The postrik starts off with talking about the Mizbech, and it ends off with the Shulchan. What's the pshat? So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lezer, the Yamatavah, they both say, that Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Bizman we had the Beis HaMikdash, then Mizbech is Mechapur Al Odom. But the Achshav Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim is Shulchan Shel Odom Mechapur Lov, a person Shulchan, that he gives to eat, he gives people to eat, he gives Ochem, he gives Aniyim to eat, that's what's Mechapur for him. So that's why in the same Pasuk it says the Shulchan and the Mizbech teach us both of them are Mechapur Al Odom. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah, that our boss Nifrim Shozov Hoyisham. There were like 4 poles on the side of the Shulchan to support the Lechem. So Moses says, Minuhan Emili, how do we know this from where the Psukim? Samarav Ktini Omakro. Rav Ktini says, the Pesach says like this in Shmais. Pesach said that one of the Kalim you have to make for the Shulchan, so it says, V'yosiso, Karoisov, V'kapoisov, K'shoisov, U'mekiyosov. So one of these things, the Gemara says, Kairosev Elu Dufusin. Kairosev means you should make the forms to dig the lechem upon them in. Like we had before, there were 3 different forms. One they put the dough into, one they baked in the oven, and then when they take the challah out of the oven, they put it into the 3rd form. So that's the Kairosev. What's the Kapesev? So Gemara says, Elu Bezichim. That's the 2 cups that they held, the Bezichim, the Levainer in them. What's the Kishaysev? Elu Sanifim. That's our Sanifim we're talking about now. The side beams going up the Shulchan to support the Lechem. Omen Kiyosev, what does that mean? Elu Kanim. That's the Kanim we had before, that in between each Lechem, there are like 3 rods going across, holding up one Lechem, making some space in between one and the other. The pasuk says, "Ashe yistach ben," meaning to say, "Shemesachin ben eslechem," that these kanim, these rods, cover up the rechem. On top of the rechem, there are three rods going across in order to hold up the next lechem. Above it, there should be some space in between. So the kids, so that is the person that teaches us. That teaches us you have to have sanifim by the shulchan. Now the Gemara says, "Moisiv Rava." Rava is the question. It also says in the Mishnah that loisidur hakanim for learning tilosan dochen es haShabbos. Not putting the rods in place and not taking them away is dochen Shabbos. Meaning to say, even though on Shabbos you have to take off the old lechem and put in the new lechem, still you cannot be misalik these rods or put in new rods. But rather you have to take care of it before Shabbos. Now the question is why? The yeast, how could that be? You tell me and think that the rice, so that me the rice, you have to have these kanim, you have to have these rods there between the lechems. If so, why am I in dochen es haShabbos? Why isn't it dochen es haShabbos? It's midiraisa you have to have these. So why isn't it dochen es haShabbos? Rashi b'yaf agav diyein shvus b'midish haytiltol lav mishum shvus el demechse kebeinu b'saisa. So it's only a mechse, it looks like you're building or being saisa. So the question is, why isn't it dochen es haShabbos? Even though regular shvus you don't have, but this is a different issa. This is the mechse kebeinu. Like Koponim, it should be dochen es haShabbos since it's a mitzvah to do with the raisa. So Moshe says, heard the Rama Rav, and then Rav was chazer and said, "Lav milsa." It's not really a good question. To yell me what you're saying. There is really could be a midi raisa. You have to have these kanim here. The question is, why isn't the dochen es haShabbos? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah that klal lomer of Kiva, Kiva says a klal over here. That kol melecha shev shalala asayisim er haShabbos, any melecha by the tlechem upon him that could have been taken care of before Shabbos, like the tchina and the akod, grinding the wheat or sifting the wheat. Therefore, any dochen es haShabbos, since it could have been taken care of before Shabbos, we say it's not dochen es haShabbos. If so, the hani nami, the source of the silik and the putting up these kanim is efshar to do on Erev Shabbos. Vananami efshar, it's shy to do it on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, the Lodochi Shabbos alayu. Therefore, you have no right to be doing Shabbos. And what's the reason why? Because at time of why, what's the reason you're supposed to have these kanim, these rods going across from one lechem to another lechem, like holding up the lechem, making some space in between? What's the reason? Time of why? The lelefesh lechem, that lechem should not become spoiled. We want air, space to come in between. So we hear, b'chi haish yuray lemiafesh, this small amount of time, that if on Shabbos alone, you're not going to have these kanim there, so from the old lechem, it's only half of a Shabbos. And from new ones also, it's only half of a Shabbos. It's only half of a day. So therefore, for this small amount of time, we're not really afraid the lechem will become spoiled, and therefore this is something that could be done after Shabbos or after Shabbos, therefore it's not Deicha Shabbos. And like it says, Kedetanya, like we learned, Ketzad, how did they do this? How did they put the lechem on? That Nichnas Mero Shabbos, used to come in on Mero Shabbos, Vishantam, they would take off these kanim. Or Manichan, they would leave them La'okan Shashokan, according to the length, against the length of the Shulchan. And they would put in the take off the old lechem on Shabbos, put in the new lechem, and then on Moitzoy Shabbos, after Shabbos, Nichnas, they would come in, Magbiya Rosher Shechala, they would lift up the top part of the chala, or Machnis Konatachter, and they would put this rod underneath it. For Choizu Magbiya Rosher Shechala, then they would pick up the other head of the other side of the chala. Again, or Machnis Konatachter. Now, Arba Chalis, four Chalis, Tzurichos Shloisha Shloisha Kanim had three rods going across them to hold up the challah. Hal Yoma, but the top layer, the top challah, and the Tzurichos Shnayim, you only had to have two rods underneath it to hold it up. With Rishayna Leh Masri, because it wasn't such a heavy, didn't have such a load, it's only one challah. The Hatachtoina, the bottom challah that was on the Shulchan itself, also in the Tzurichos, did not have to have kanim kolikar at all. Why? Because the bottom challah was on the shulchan itself. So the Gilsa, the Shita is Shulchan the Kol, because the Shulchan was cold, but it kept it fresh anyway. They did not have that air, the Shulchan itself kept it fresh. So he kids, that was the smart, since he was able to do it on Erev Shabbos, he did not have to do it on Shabbos, therefore, since it would be also as Mechze Kibinyin, it's also to do it on Shabbos. Tonight also, we learned the Gemara Mishnah in Kalayim, that Rabbi Meir says that Kol Amos Shoyi Bamigdash, all the Yamas that were in the Beis Hamikdash, but the Binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, Beninus, they were made out of medium type of Amos. Rashi says it means Shoshisha Tvachim. They were made from six Tvachim. And Rashi says later will explain why is it called Beninus. Rashi says Mishum Dika Vitzira Vika Vitzvafe, there are some Amos that are more and some Amos that are left. Shemeyer holds that all the Yamas and the Migdash were made out of Beninus, meaning they were made from six Tvachim made up the Yama. Chutz excluding the Mizbeach Azov, the Mizbeach Azov, the HaKeren, and the corner of the Mizbeach, the Keren of the Mizbeach Oila, and the Seidah, if they went around the Mizbeach, by Yisod and Yisod, that these were made from five Tvachim to the Yama. These were Meyeshita. Rabbi Yudah says, Amos Binyan, how do we count the building of the bayis itself? Shisha Tvachim. That Amos was made out of six Tvachim. But for Shokalim, all the Kalim, let's say the Oren, the Shulchan, the Zvech Hazov, he holds was Chamisha, the rule made out of five Tvachim to the Yama. The Om Rabbi Yechanin says, Ushnei Mikre Chadoshu. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, they both darshin was same pasuk shnei mikra chadoshu. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, the eila midas hamizbeach. These were the measurements of the mizbeach. Rashi says mizbeach hazov, the outside mizbeach. The eila midas hamizbeach ba'amos ama v'tefach. So these amos was one am and a tefach. In other words, if you hold here, it was six tefachim. In other places, an am only means five tefachim. So kitzur was an am and a tefach.